This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
That's Audrey. And we have...
Ed Stoven here?
Absolutely. Vice President of the world of dirt. He just hasn't got the crown yet. Because Audrey
it's
has
on it. Back order.
Audrey has the crown. Give him his crown.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm the queen.
Yes, you are the queen of dirt.
Audrey is awesome.
And you can take that any way you like, folks. Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent.
How come you're not? I bet the desert. I bet the desert is windy today. Oh, what do you want to bet?
It's been windy. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the big W. We don't like to say it when we're headed out there. It's almost like it's a curse. But
buddy,
yes.
Mine was up at Willow Springs last weekend and got blown off the racetrack.
Really?
Oh my God.
60-mile-an-hour winds. He was in a Porsche 914-6.
Wow.
The wind,
turn
the dirt.
Eight.
Couldn't even see the road.
Wow. Do you know
turn
what part?
Six.
Turn six.
Yeah, I think it was six. No, maybe it was eight.
Eight is the scariest turn in the United States, I swear. It is a super fast 90-degree turn.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like 160-mile-an-hour turn.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's kicking, chickens?
Okay, so next Sunday, Brian Jones will be in studio. So who's Brian Jones? He's a state senator for San Diego County, East San Diego County, and he thinks kind of like we do at SDRC. And he's going to come and tell us about bills that have been introduced. By the way, the bill introduction deadline was 2 days ago. So there's a whole flood of bills, and Brian's going to know about which bills he likes and which bills he doesn't like, what bills he's carrying. He actually is sponsoring a few bills, and it'll be great to talk to him. Today, we also want to talk about Sandstone Canyon. There's some problems in Anza Borrego Desert State Park.
Yeah, I've heard about this. This is most people don't know the designation and that it's only limited to street legals out there. And so
there's more than that. I want to get into that story. There's a bunch of bills that have been introduced we're going to talk about. I had a personal, really interesting experience last week that I want to go over. I sold a motorcycle. And it turned out the guy that bought it is very famous.
You sold
a
motorcycle?
Don't worry, I'm going to buy another one.
Everybody, grab your table.
I know, right? Did the earth just move?
You must have got, $40 million for it to sell it?
I got $2,500 for my 95 CR250.
That's not bad.
Let's just go with that right now. We have a minute. So I put it on OfferUp, and that's the one I raced. I've been racing with Cal VMX for the last
time.
I've raced it three times.
Yeah.
And I like it, but I don't love it. And I really kind of have a hankering to get a vintage bike, like a 74 bike. By the way, I think I found a 73 MX360 Yamaha up in L.A. I'm going to go pick up.
Oh, yeah?
So I sold this Honda on OfferUp, and we exchanged messages on the app a few times. And he says, I like to fix up bikes. Here, have a look at my Instagram, and you can see some of the work I've done. So he sends me his thing, and I'm like, holy mackerel, this is David Villeman.
Really?
Yeah. You know who David Villeman is?
Oh, yeah.
He was a world champion contender, and then he came to the United States, and I looked him up to find out all the little things about him. He was vice champion in Europe of the world championships, and he was vice champion supercross, so second place. He's the only rider who has ever, when Jeremy McGrath was in his 7 years of winning championships, he's the only rider to catch and pass McGrath.
Wow.
Out of the whole time.
Wow.
The races McGrath didn't win, he either fell, something went wrong with his bike,
sure,
or he got a bad start and wasn't able to pass everyone. Menifee. So he drove down last Monday. He came down to my house. We hung out for over an hour talking about dirt bikes.
Wow.
He
line him up for radio?
He's retired. He's a Frenchman, by the way.
By the way, did you notice how he blew right by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. He I didn't know. Even want to respond to it.
I don't know.
Well, you know what I'll do is you have all his contact info.
Oh, yeah. I've been texting him. Okay. He sent me a picture
well,
of it.
Send me his info, and what I'll do is I will give it to Brittany.
And oh, yeah, Racer Radio.
Yeah, for Racer Radio, and I'll have Brittany set him up.
So
yeah.
He's a rider coach for Dylan Fernandez, and Dylan Fernandez is the defending 250 champion.
I was going to say he's a champion, isn't he?
And he's moved up to the 450 class this year. So yeah. He's racing with the big boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And Dylan is also French, so it makes sense. So
makes sense, yeah.
And Dave Willeman was such a fast rider. He didn't get the championships he may have deserved. But motocross is a cruel sport.
Very cruel.
Because 40 guys line up and only one guy gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play football, you know, you have 50 guys on
yeah,
each
but
team.
Yeah, all 50 win.
Half of the 100 players that play a game, they win the game.
Right.
Right. So well, even like, at the Supercross, like, 50 or yeah. the Super Bowl, 50 guys win the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But just like NASCAR, just and, like yeah, drag yeah, racing.
Like golf.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like
tennis,
golf, yeah. So what's he going to do with this bike? What was his idea?
You know what he does? He fixes them up.
And resells them?
And I think he resells them. I'm not sure if he's going to sell this one. He said
how much work did it need?
No, it's in great shape.
Yeah.
It was. I just rebuilt the motor.
Did you
I rebuilt the shock.
Did you ask him why he bought it? Good God almighty.
I know, what's wrong with me? I'm talking about like
were you dropped when you were
stuff.
About what, 3-4 years
he,
old?
He saw stars in his
oh,
eyes.
Oh, did
and,
he
and
get starstruck?
That's why he didn't think about asking for an interview or coming on the radio or anything else.
And the only autograph he got was on the check, probably.
Oh. And all he wants to do is talk motorcycles.
No, I
want to
show you
him,
the selfie. I
guarantee
I gotta show you
and
guys
riding
this,
and where
this.
They've
oh,
been
look,
riding
he's show
in
his,
different trails.
The yeah. selfie I took.
He got a selfie. When's the last time he did a selfie?
I never do selfies.
I was just about to laugh. I was going to say.
I never freaking do selfies.
Wow.
Let me see. Are they hugging?
Yeah, they're hugging.
He's a big guy, too. I didn't know he was that big.
Well,
he's
tall.
He's taller.
You
and he's
French food, you'll get heavy, too.
I love French food. I should take him to the French Gourmet and PB.
Mm.
Well, you should awesome. Let him know.
So he makes bikes better looking than new.
Really?
He makes them look absolutely fabulous, and he dresses them up the way
probably tricks them out, suits them up, adds horsepower to it.
Yeah,
he makes them look like the bikes he raced in his days.
Okay,
so
he
this
does
is
retro bike.
My bike was a '95, and he was a star in 1995.
Okay, so that's
and he
probably
rode Honda in '95. So he's going to fix it up
Jeez,
like his old bike,
I think
and
the
he's going to sell it
to somebody.
Coming
out, what do you?
So he sells it to fans. Somebody wants. His
what do you
want to
bet he won't sell this
him.
One? If it, awesome. This is probably a bike or a model that he raced, did well
but,
in.
But you can find 90. I mean, they're not that rare. They're out there, and he didn't bargain me down that far. So
he ground on you.
Well, yeah, I was asking $3,100, and he got me down to $25. When I found out who he was, like,
went
okay.
Starstruck.
I know.
Went starstruck.
I'm usually a pretty shrewd negotiator, and I'm like, okay.
See, I'm not a shrewd negotiator. If you say you want X amount of dollars, if I want it, I just give you the money. I hate grinding on people. Do you like are you a grinder?
I go back and forth. It depends on the situation, the area that I'm in. Because if I'm swap meeting it or I'm yard sailing it, you got to haggle. That's what it's about.
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's all
that's
about.
A fun.
But like your
fun.
Jeep.
That's
like your
you
Jeep. Did you
step.
Haggle for your Jeep?
I did talk him down on my Jeep. Yeah, he had priced it high. He wanted it as much as it came out brand new in 2018.
He wanted blue sky.
Because he put a little lift on it.
Yeah, he
like,
wanted blue sky. He thought
yeah.
blue sky
he put
was
nitrogen,
all.
Put nitrogen in the tires.
Yeah,
so now
but I got a bike. I need.
But you need
if,
half
if
of what?
If you're listening, Radflow, if you are listening, I'm just saying, Greg, I would really like some Radflow shocks because the wonderful Marine that I bought it from did not know what he was
and
doing.
And what will and we give Radflow if he helps you,
oh
dear?
My God. What kind of
pump? What will we give Radflow?
Radflow.
Radflow.
Really?
What will we give Radflow if he helps you out?
Oh, airtime, KUSI time. I will totally bring his shocks on TV.
And
sure.
It's going to be in
the
Gazette. It's going to be
yeah.
in the Rebel.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We could put the TV camera right under the fender.
Yeah.
Right.
Just,
and look,
the whole
look
race
shock,
just
that shock
on
right
that
there.
Shock, you know, leaking like a sieve when he hits a bad button. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break.
Well, this episode is brought to you by TDS. Thank you. Let's.
All right.
Yeah, Tierra del Sol still with Desert us? Safari.
That's
yeah.
coming up,
those
too,
guys.
Huh?
That's coming up.
I love that club.
I
they do,
too.
Runs all the time.
Yes.
I love Bose Jeep or Bose Toyota, too.
That Toyota truck. Is there 1 square inch of non-scratched matter body on that thing?
Yeah, the brand new Desert Safari sticker for
that's
March
the only
6th,
thing.
Saturday, March 6th, that he put on for TV.
And that's the only part that's not scratched, dirty, or dented. Let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, we're sitting. Now, I guess we need to get back to work. Poor old Ed got star powered last week and forgot to tell him he has a radio show, forgot to get his autograph, forgot to.
I got a great selfie with him.
Got a great selfie. It's crooked,
love
but it's
picture.
As best as
he,
you're going to get out of it.
He was holding my phone. What am I going to do?
I'm sure we'll blame it on the superstar, but anyway.
This guy. How often do you get a superstar power in your own garage? He's looking at my stuff.
Okay,
it was
I want you to constantly remember whenever you meet somebody like that, they pull their pants on the same way you do. They were just lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time. And I guarantee you he's worked 10 times harder to get where he's at than you, me, and Audrey.
I don't disagree.
It's all about
he
your
has
connections,
earned.
You know.
Yeah, he
I,
has earned
I live
everybody.
Off of my connections.
That's right.
You never know what somebody can do for you or what you can do for that person.
That's right.
You know?
I sent my wife. There was a big plant sale in Alpine.
Yeah.
And we need a little bit of fence works, and I don't do that. I make a phone call.
Yeah.
So she goes there, son of a gun, ends up finding a guy there that does fencing on the side, works for a big fence company in town, but on the weekends he'd work.
Side jobs?
You got to be talking
Live
all the time.
Live off your side jobs, yeah.
All right, so.
So, about those connections, this segment is brought to you by Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., yeah. Chris Wiley out in Alpine. Mm-hmm. Primary Residential Mortgage, you're looking to refi your home, you're looking to purchase a new home, Chris Wiley is the man to help you out. Absolutely. Give him a call at 619-722-1303.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So.
Last weekend was President's Weekend out in Glamis. And it was also Valentine's Day. It was a big weekend out there. They had a couple of weddings.
Was the president out
yeah,
there?
Yeah. No. But, I mean, depending on who you want to consider, it was a big weekend out there.
He would still be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely had some chaos going on. I'm excited to.
Wasn't it windy?
It's, you know, you just want to keep saying that. It's like
it's always windy in the spring in the desert. In the late winter and the spring, it's just the way the weather works.
Oh, I don't
Unfortunately.
Well, but when you're doing that, see, TDS I can live with the wind out there.
TDS Safari, it's usually a windstorm.
I think the last few years in a row,
it's been bad.
Yeah. But hopefully not. Hopefully we have some gorgeous weather. It'll be, you know, right now it looks like it's supposed to be sunny and beautiful. Saturday, March 6th for the big event.
Hopefully, yeah. And so it's going to be online and some people will be out there driving around.
Yeah, but the raffle will be online.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the driving around, you'll see TDS out doing trails and you're welcome to join in with them. We'll be out there. I'll be off Holly Road and you're welcome to go out and join us. We're going to start mid morning about 10 a.m.
Oh,
and go
be in that same place on Holly Road?
Yeah, we're going to be in the same exact spot off Holly Road. Yeah.
Okay. I was there last year with them.
Yeah. Anybody and everybody's welcome to come out and camp with us. We go just past the bathrooms. The trail for Holly kind of goes off to the right and we're going to be just off on the left. I'll have my SDORC flag up in the whole nine
you
yards.
You know what I still haven't done is gone out there and looked around where that airplane crashed.
That's where we'll be camped right there.
We're just like a half a mile from that.
Yep.
Did you see the big black oily spot?
No, but I have yet, you know, as many times as I have actually been to the desert this season, I have yet to make it to Ocotillo Wells.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've skirted all around it, but I haven't been there yet this season.
No particular reason?
I've been to Ocotillo like 10 times.
No reason?
No reason. No reason at all. It's just we choose to go to the. It's quicker well, you for go me where to you shoot like. Off the eight. Well, I love Ocotillo Wells too. There's some really awesome trails in there. Yeah. We're gonna go. We'll head to the phone booth, and then we'll probably head over to the Little People, and then.
What's this video I seen? There's a swing set. Somebody set up a swing set out in the middle of the desert.
The swing set you see is at Glamis.
But there was a big honking swings.
Yes. Yeah. That was it. They got a permit for it. It is legitimately there.
A swing set.
Yes. A swing set.
For adults.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. They have, it's giant. They've got a love seat. Then they've got the regular teeter totter one.
It was so cool.
For the kids. Yeah. It's one of the very famous destinations. There was a couple of crashes there last weekend of people trying to jump the doubles that are there. It's a very popular jump to jump. Uh-huh. So, yes, that's one of my. We used to call
I'm
it
cringing
keyhole back
because
in the day.
I like to do jumps, and now that I'm not jumping like I used to, but I've hit the ground hard before. And
yeah, it's when you
if you're interested in actually seeing what happens out there on big weekends. The weekend that I was out there last Martin Luther King weekend, we were supposed to head out for President's Weekend, but we didn't make it. We were supposed to go to Buttercup this weekend and we didn't make it. My husband's back went out. They Dune and Destroy has a YouTube channel where they upload. So if you're not on Instagram and you're not on Facebook, you can go to YouTube and look up Dune and Destroy's YouTube channel. They just released Martin Luther King Weekend's video. It's a 15-minute long video for
Dune and Destroy.
Their experience out there. Yeah, Dune and Destroy. And it basically just shows them out messing around out in the dunes and captured when remember I showed you the life flight from the weekend that I was out there.
They actually captured
the jump for that and have it on there. And so it's the fun of the desert. What can you say?
Well, that's part of it.
Have a look at all the death and destruction out there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more destruction out there than what meets the eye because it doesn't get reported. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of my favorites of what Boardman's been doing. They've been uploading. So if you go and you follow Instagram, Boardmanville, they upload Glamis Carnage every weekend. So every weekend, people send their photos and their videos to Boardmanville. Oh. And Boardmanville uploads it and has it. And you wouldn't believe all of the different crashes
all
that you
stuff,
see and the carnage stuff. That you see on there.
Instagram.
Yeah, that's on Instagram. So Boardmanville, if you don't know, is the bar that's right next door. It's a bar and grill. They offer food and drinks and it's not right. This is one of the big issues for the safe Glamis crossing for railroad crossing at Glamis is you can't get legally in your OHV. So if you're in your side by side or your sand rail, you can't legally cross the railroad tracks to go. Yes, still from one side to the other for that one. So
yeah, that's tough. They've been working on that, and whatever the solution is, it's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The Imperial County Transportation Commission did a study, and they came out with a lot of facts.
Yep,
and they came out with a preferred way to do it. But a government agency has to take ownership of it, and that's the challenge. Like because
nobody wants to take
it's chock
ownership.
Full of liability,
right?
And it doesn't really do that much for the agency, so it's hard to make them.
Yeah, we wanted to put a sports car race at Miramar, and the base commander said, "What a phenomenal idea!" But you are not getting me to okay it. And I go, "What do you mean?" He says, "I'm not going to be responsible because if anything's to happen, it lands on me."
Yeah.
Anytime you're looking for something like that, that's been the biggest problem is nobody wants to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, with our litigious society, it's just difficult. You know, so you look at Indian reservations and see where do they have any roads that we could use.
Oh, sure.
That's where a lot of motocross tracks are because you can't sue them. They're like an individual
country,
tiny little country right there. Yeah. So, you can't use American laws.
But you
got to
find somebody in the Indian community that loves whatever it is you're trying to promote.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, for example, hey, let's put a gun range in Viejas. And if Viejas, the chiefs, don't like guns, then, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so a guy in Verona reservation love dirt bikes, and so they built a motocross track.
They're having so much trouble with that place.
Well, you know, the guy from the tribe passed away, and his son inherited the track, and he's been harder to work with. I've talked to some promoters, a guy who was running the track there, and he had some horror stories. I don't want to get into it, stories.
Fingers crossed. We've had it. That's been open for my entire life, and so I really hope that it stays open.
I raced there in the 80s.
I have done.
I remember being a teenage girl going and following my boyfriend to the track there.
I have done everything humanly possible. I know. Everything humanly possible to promote Barona Oaks. Not once, not twice, about 15 times.
Well, aren't they currently open right now?
They're open sporadically.
Yeah, it's
pretty. They have the best pits in motocross. Just with all those beautiful big oak trees,
you don't need to bring
a shade.
No,
you just park
it's
under
shady,
a tree.
And the track is
on the hill. They have the right amount of elevation
and what they need to do is they need to get all the motorcycle shops in San Diego to promote it.
Yep,
you know, the fun bike centers of the world.
Yeah,
but the guy from the tribe is difficult to work with.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, and nobody really knows what it is that he wants. I mean, that I'm aware of. besides that,
so it's just difficult, and you know, we have nothing. There's no leverage. The tribe members get money from the casino, and so this is a hobby, and he does what he wants. And
right.
It's just
kind of his track to do what he wants.
Absolutely. They do paintball over there also.
Yeah.
So
and he probably likes paintball.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, that's the trials and tribulations of you know today's society.
So in the early 2000s, there's a motocross track in Hemet. Competitive Edge, was it? Or Competition Park?
Competition Park sounds
Comp
better.
Park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were going to have the motocross of nations there.
Yeah.
All the nations in the country were going to have a big race, like, you know, to see who's the best.
And yeah, Metal Militia pushed it.
I was signed up to be a flagger at the race. Mm-hmm. I was going to be standing there and watch all the stars come by. It was going to be the greatest thing. A week before the race, the Indian tribe canceled the race.
Oh.
A week before,
that's just
the Europeans had already put their equipment on the ships to send it over.
Yeah, so try doing that again and see how hard that flies.
So we have nothing, and there's nothing
anybody could do.
They actually held a tribute race at Glen Helen. They moved everything over to Glen Helen. They had a race, but it wasn't the official race.
Right.
But they had a race.
Sad.
Well, how do you switch everything over that quickly to make it an official thing?
Do you remember when we got thrown out of, we couldn't have our poker run in Ocotillo Wells?
Yes.
So we moved over to, I went over to the casino, the Red Earth Casino, and talked to them with Justin.
We've done a few
different ones. We looked around there, and Justin said, because TDS also wanted to have their, so Justin was in charge of the run for TDS. So we both had a problem. We needed to make our events happen somewhere. So we went over there, and he decided to move their event over to the casino. And I said, I don't trust these Indians. So we moved ours over to the BLM land. Well, they had their event, and they got in trouble. They got the event canceled. The route got canceled because of the Indians.
A week before the event.
Yeah, sad. Yeah. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer. This episode is brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee. If you're stuck on the side of the road, you're stuck on a job site, give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire a call. He'll come out and help you out. 619-596-2800.
By the way, I was looking at Facebook. Somebody had a flat tire, lived in Alpine, took it to a local. They wanted $38 to fix his flat. So I threw Wayne out there, and a few other people threw Wayne out there. She comes back with the email saying it was the best experience I ever had. Not only did they not charge me, oh, because the shop in Alpine told them, oh, no, we can't fix this tire. It would not be legal. You're going to have to buy a new tire. And it, and the puncture was in the tread. It wasn't in the sidewall. So Wayne says, no, come on. So he took care of it, fixed it, and boom, out the door for free.
Wow.
It's called customer service, and that's really what Wayne Miller Tire is all about.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that little tidbit out because I'd forgotten to tell you.
Yeah, that's a really great.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
You know, everybody thinks discount's the only one that does that, but no.
Nope.
Anybody that's got integrity and believes in the customer will do that. I mean, how... What's the cost to fix a flat tire?
Just a plug is 50 cents.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then that guy's happy, and next time he spends $1,000 on tires.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah.
So there you go. So, all right, you wanted to talk about what?
Sandstone Canyon. It's in Anzabrego Desert State Park.
Yeah, we haven't heard
Most
about this.
Most people don't know where Sandstone Canyon is, so why don't you give them a little hint?
So I got a couple of contacts in the last 2 weeks. Amy Granite from Corva got some contacts. Vinny Barbarino.
Well, first off, where is it?
He called me and said, oh, there's a problem. And I didn't even know. I had to look on that map. I've been in it, but I didn't know what it was by name.
Oh, okay.
So apparently the back half of the wash has been closed. And where it is, if you go to Split Mountain Road and you go into Split Mountain and you go into Fish Creek, about halfway up Fish Creek, there's a number of washes that go to the south. And this is one of them. Mm. And it goes for a few miles, and it sort of dead ends, right? But it's a really cool wash because the walls are very high and steep, vertical walls, and it's a little bit wider than a Jeep.
Yep.
So it's a cool experience going through there. And there was partway through, there was a cave-in where a lot of the wall came down.
See, that's what I'd be worried about.
And, I know. Mm-hmm. And
there's a few areas.
It's a challenge to drive over it. Right. And so the hardcore off-roaders love to drive over this. Well, what happened was the park put a sign there that says you can't go beyond this point.
Yep.
And so everybody's mad. Oh, now they're closing the route. How come they're closing the route? Ah. So I got a lot of information. And I emailed Norb Rumsky from he's the head of law enforcement at Anzabrego. And he used to work at Ocotillo Wells. So I know him from those days. So I said, hey, Norb, I'm hearing there's problems in Sandstone Wash. Do you know what's going on? I saw a picture of a sign. And are you writing citations if somebody goes beyond it? So he calls me back and he says, there's a problem in there. Somebody went into the end of the canyon and they destroyed resources. Right? So resources is kind of a general term.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to tell me. It turned out I found out later what really happened. So he said, yeah. So we put the signs there to protect. And they actually did a little bit of research. And it turns out that the official route ends where the sign was and that people had been going past it illegally for years and years. Like the official route is supposed to end there. And they said, yes, I will write citations if you go beyond that. So this guy, Kevin Johnson, who's found Corva and found us, and I talked to him a few times. He's really interested in working on this. In fact, he's coming to our next SDRC meeting. So he talked to the higher ups and he sent me some pictures. And it turns out someone in a four-wheel drive went to the end of the canyon and they wanted to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So they climbed out and they put a stake in the ground.
Oh,
and they connected his winch to
up.
It, and he winched himself up the top, and the stake is still there, and some ropes are still there, and they found a 500-year-old Ocotillo tree had been cut down with a saw, was laying right next to it, and there's tire tracks, and the tire tracks went over to the next wash, Ollie Wash, so he went up that wash and went down and back the other wash. He made a loop out of it, so there was a person from the Fish and Game Commission out there walking around looking for bighorn sheep. This woman's looking around. She's California Fish and Game Agency. Fish and Wildlife Agency, excuse me.
Yeah,
so she's with Fish and Wildlife. She's walking around and she finds all this evidence of somebody going where they weren't supposed to go and cutting down the tree. So she
Red flags.
She made trouble, and the park looked into it and like, oh, yeah, we're not supposed to let people go any further. So they put the signs in. They put a sign that says foot traffic only beyond this point and state wilderness. Well, the people that put the signs in were volunteers, and they weren't supposed to put the state wilderness sign in. I have a picture. I can show you the picture. State wilderness. Well, it's not state wilderness. I saw the picture. I go, I know where the wilderness is. That's not wilderness. So that was like a week ago. Last Tuesday, someone from the park went out there, and the signs were cut down and removed.
Mm. Oh, no. This is going to be bad. People are mad. Because this is going to be... So now we're going to get into a battle with the off-roaders and,
so it's gonna
and
be
the environmentalists
hard.
For
it
that particular area.
It only takes one.
Well, what's really bad is I didn't know the signs have been cut down. I hadn't heard that. I've heard everything else for this.
So they were going back to put more in.
For...
And they're
going
to need to put in like concrete and steel posts and a chain.
Yeah.
And they also said that there's archaeological stuff.
There
beyond
is.
That.
But the fact
so
that that Ocotillo got cut
they're
down.
They're required to protect archaeological stuff. They're required to protect the plants. This idiot that put a stake in.
One of my favorite plants of all times is the Ocotillo. The Ocotillo is a succulent. It looks dead over half the year. It only comes to life in the spring.
But boy, does it come to life.
It turns green. You get the pink, bright pink. Flowers on the top of it. It feeds all the birds. It feeds all the insects and plants all around. It has water. It's a valuable resource for the desert. And that's it. That when I heard that originally, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I was devastated with that.
I pull out my phone. I'm showing Audrey a picture.
Wow.
Of the Ocotillo. Can you see how big in diameter that is?
Yeah, that's a bit. That's it.
Holy mackerel.
That's a really old Ocotillo tree.
Good Lord. And he had to have a nice chain. He had to purposely bring a chainsaw.
That's a hard thing to cut.
But he had to
this
purposely.
This is a really popular area. People come from all over. When you talk Fish Creek, you have people coming from Riverside, Los Angeles, San Luis Obispo. They come from all over to go to Fish Creek and experience our Fish Creek. And to hear this is just
Dave,
absolutely
I'm showing them
devastating.
My phone, there's a picture of the post that somebody hammered into the ground and left there.
Do you think they took that post and maybe... Going to try to see if they can get some fingerprints off of it.
It looks like it's old. Like this all looks like it's years old.
Oh.
Yeah, this
the tree is dry, and the post is rusty. So this
so it wasn't just recently.
This didn't happen last week.
Okay. What they
and
don't get
ever
is
goes
being
up there.
Being
I mean,
naive.
This is not a place people go hang around, walk around.
Being naive and doing this type of damage to the area
that's not
that's
naive.
It's
naive that he doesn't know
it's
going to get the place
so
closed.
So two, it's already limited. It's already very limited access because it's not the state park, OHV park. It's Anza Borrego, and Anza Borrego is already a very sensitive area. So the fact that this is now added to one of our very popular areas to go to, Fish Creek, and this is just outside of Fish Creek, Sandstone Canyon. It's an
another nail in the coffin.
Extremely popular destination to go to. I mean, it could just absolutely get the entire area closed down for access.
Yeah. Fish Creek is a really cool place with the wind caves and just the scenery and the high walls and stuff. And they have some idiot. I've seen side by side in an ATV in there last season.
Yeah.
Like those are not street legal. And this is a place where street legal vehicles are. And I'm just like, you guys shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You're going to get a ticket or you could get towed. I don't know. So,
but again, if you don't know, you don't know. And there's no signs at the beginning. There's no, you know, well
there's
it
signs
does
for
say
street
it
legal.
Does say street legal only. It does say Anza Borrego.
And like for
and
what this guy did, you
only.
Can't put signs that says don't be an idiot. Don't do crazy stuff.
Common sense. Well, of course, this guy probably didn't know. I mean, like you said, the plant looked dead.
It
may have looked dead.
It may have looked dead.
So to
but
him,
it comes back to life.
But I mean, so
what
he may
good
not.
Could cutting this thing down do? I don't
well,
know.
Well, was it in the way of where he was trying
no,
to travel?
No, I don't think so.
Probably looking for firewood.
If it was next to the top where he was coming up and out of, then yeah, it was in the way of him
maybe.
Making it up and out of that particular canyon at the at that particular time.
Next thing you know, we're gonna end up with cops out there in the desert.
Well, and if you ever met a law enforcement guy with a bad attitude, like, you know, what's wrong with this guy? Well, he sees stuff like this, and it's just, You know, he doesn't know if you're like that or if you're a regular guy.
Yeah.
Because it only takes one or two out of the thousands of people that go through there to really mess it up.
But all you got to do is catch one and put him in prison. And that'll slow this down. Well, no, I hate to be this way, but if you don't, if there's no repercussion for what you do.
I mean, that's what our club's all about, is preserving the natural environment while still providing access, safe and responsible access to it, so that we all get to go out and experience it and have places to
play. Before we take a break, you're going to, I can't remember who I was talking to, but somebody had gone, had never been to King of the Hammers. So they went to King of the Hammers, and it was so cool. He says, I'm going to get, oh, it's my neighbor. And so my neighbor, standing there, and he said that a group had showed up and they were leaving, you know, a bunch of kids were leaving off the side of the mountain, and they just left all their trash on it. He says you could hear this clear across the valley. Pick up your crap, don't you move an inch, go back there and pick. And whole community surrounded this group and forced them to go back and pick up all of their trash.
Oh, people will rag on you.
Oh, my neighbor could not believe it. My neighbor was blown away. He says, "I was really shocked."
King of the Hammers leaves that valley in better shape than they've received it every time.
I told him, I says, "If you ever see Audrey Mason, a really cute little blonde, and you leave so much as a paper wrapper behind, she will put it where the sun
shines." I'm really well known for those Chinese lanterns. I've gone over to other camps, three, four, five camps away.
Oh, you
away.
Don't like those little Chinese.
No. I'll leave my wash at Glamis, and I'll hunt you down in your wash, and I will come in and cause a scene those Chinese lanterns.
And guess where that lantern's going next. All right, hey, we're going to take a really, really quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. This segment's brought to you by TDS 4x4 Club. Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club's Desert Safari is coming up on March 6th, Saturday, March 6th. We're hoping to see everybody out at Ocotillo Wells. Make sure that you go online and purchase some of their merchandise so that you can get a raffle ticket to their raffle. They will be doing it live on Facebook and on their website this year, as it is a virtual event, but we will still be out there enjoying the trails and off-roading through Ocotillo Wells SVR. As we come back, we've got our next to wrap it up. I would like to wrap it up on a high note, as I know we've been talking about different races and different things that have happened, and closures that have happened, and the sadness and the anger that we've just heard from Sandstone Canyon and Fish Creek from Ocotillo Wells. And I really that really does break my heart. But we do have some good news that happened for us this week. Some great news, actually. I was really bummed I didn't get to jump on it. And Ocotillo Wells SVRA, Oceana Dunes SVRA has just reopened up for phase two, which means that we have camping and off-road recreation happening right now on the beach at Pismo Beach. We've got green sticker access, 1,000 street legal and 1,000 off-road vehicles, and camping has reopened again, starting as of Friday. So I know we had I had a couple friends out there on Friday. Anthony Freitas was third in line, I believe, what he said. Yeah, Freitas Racing, Freitas Off-Road Motorsports, or Freitas Motorsports.
And how'd that event go? How'd that weekend go? No problems? No.
It's sold out every single weekend for camping. Is sold out right now for the entire
rest of the season.
Yeah, for the entire year. I tried to get a weekend in because I worked during the week. So at this particular point in time, I'm like, man, I wish I could take time off, but I got the Rebel. I'm already taking 2 weeks off for.
Can't do everything.
Yeah.
And you need advertisers for SDORC Dirt Radio.
Yes.
And how do they contact you if they want to help?
info@sdorc.org would be the key one for us. Come on, become a radio sponsor, become a Rebel sponsor. Hopefully we can get you out to play out in the sand dunes, play out in the maybe beach even teach dunes, you something. And teach you how to drive and ride and how you should be. And
promote your business.
Promote your business throughout. We can get
we
you
have
on.
A variety of ways to get your word out of what your business.
Radio and TV because.
And the magazine I write for.
Yeah, SNS Off-Road.
Yeah, yep. And there's nothing like television. That's the big one. People, yeah. when the times I've been on TV, I'm getting text messages. Hey, I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had somebody on, and they got a full ride sponsorship.
Oh, wow.
For their race team, you know, and it was just okay. Guy called me up. He says he couldn't believe it because you know you never know what TV's going to do. You never know.
Never know what TV's going to do. A hit or a miss.
But KUSI is about a 95% hit. You know, so.
So Audrey was talking about Oceano Dunes.
Oh, my goodness.
For those of you who don't know, that's Pismo Beach, and that's the only beach in California that you can ride an off-road vehicle on. You can drive on, unless you're a lifeguard. But they've had a lot of trouble there over the years, and they're having more trouble than they ever have. See, like 40 years ago, there was this huge area you could ride around, like miles and miles of beach. And it's because of the environmentalists and other pressures, it's become a much smaller area. And it's 7 miles of coast and a few couple thousand acres of sand dunes just inland from it.
You're too high with a couple thousand. I think it's at
1,500
acres right now.
And there's a big effort to close it by, there's three agencies going after it. There's the air pollution people, there's the California Coastal Commission, and there's Fish and Wildlife. They're all going after the place. So the big one is the California Coastal Commission. They're having a meeting on March 18th, and they're going to decide whether to grant a permit for continued operation. So they're going to allow public comment. And so I'm encouraging everybody who likes off-roading and likes this place to send in a comment, even if you say, please just keep it open because it's the only beach we can ride on. We love going there. And by the way, I looked up a visitorship of all the state parks. And there's 280 state parks in California.
Yep, all across the state.
This one has the 11th most visitorship. The most visitorship of the off-road parks. And it had officially 1.4 million visits per year. That was a few years ago. 1.4 million people go to this little park. So if they're trying to balance between recreation and conservation, that's a lot of people that want recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfair to close the
small
area. Listen
to the public.
There's 1,000 miles of coastline. We want to have these few 7 miles so we could camp and go off-roading and drive around.
It's the only place that you can camp on the beach. Every other place in the state of California, Oregon, any of them. Well, actually, Oregon, you got the Oregon Dunes, so I can't say that because you can camp in the Oregon Dunes. But I'm pretty sure actually the three places that we looked to camp at, the Oregon Dunes, and we did camp at when we were there, we're all man-made outside of the dunes. So I truly think on the entire coast of, on the entire West Coast, this is the only beach that you can legally camp on. You can throw your sleeping bag down and not get a ticket for having your sleeping bag on the sand if you have your camping permit. If you have your camping permit, you got to get your camping permit. And it's only $10 a night, so it's the easiest.
I keep thinking of Mexico.
But I want to make the point of they just won two back-to-back lawsuits. Friends of Oceana Dunes. We've had Friends of Oceana Dunes on here twice. Because of all the stuff that's gone on
with them. Back down to KUSI.
So they just won another lawsuit this week. So remember Jim Studi, we had him on two weeks ago.
Freedom of Information Act request.
And 2 weeks ago, he won
the
a lawsuit.
Air pollution people.
Yeah. And they withheld. And
They
withheld documents from this. Oh, this is huge. This is absolutely huge news. To have a state agency, like I said 2 weeks ago, why are they not being prosecuted right now? Why is somebody not arrested for withholding these documents right now? So not once, but twice. This week again, they won another suit with the state of California, that another Public Information Request Act.
So Public Records Act request is
public
the California.
Act, yep.
And they have
another one this week that they won, and they're going to go through the process of trying to get their litigation covered and the whole nine yards. So my question is, what are they trying to hide? Why are they withholding this information?
What information are they hiding?
If we would have, dude, there's so many different things. Why they know what they've done for the last 30 years with taking our stuff away, because they've been calling it silica particles for the last 30 years with and all the silica dust. And yet here it is. I guarantee you, in the documents that they withheld, silica dust out there, and there was no reason for them to have closures throughout this,
right.
You know, and yet if this is what it is, why have we, when we've provided you the solution of the wind fencing, you know, the Canadian company that's willing to come down here and set it up and prove and prove that they have it, what are they doing? Why isn't the WeatherSolve wind fence up yet?
Yeah.
This is all just,
and like
you
said, and no one is going to go to jail.
Nope. No, I know. No one's being prosecuted. No one's going to, but it's reopened for us. We have off highway vehicles out.
That's
there. Amazing. There was sand buggy. There was sand dune. Oh my goodness.
I'm
so excited. I can't even say it.
Dune buggies.
There were sand rails out there. There were side by sides out there this weekend. Everybody was camping again this weekend. It was the first weekend that you could camp on the beach again. It was a huge weekend. They're sold out for the next couple weeks. Every weekend for the entire season. That's huge. So become a member of Friends of Oceano Dunes, become a member of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. This is what we do. We have lobbyists that work on the legislation. We've got attorneys that work on the lawsuits. This is what we
It just shows
of.
You.
We try to keep the deserts and trails just, open, so we have places to go play.
It just shows you.
Yeah.
The harder you fight, that you will eventually prevail.
Yeah.
You just have to keep.
You just have to
your
keep
finger
at
in
it.
Their eye. Keep
Even
sticking
though they
your finger
thought
in
that
their
they
eye.
Had it against us, we, you know, here we are. That's just, you know, exactly.
Will
we
you
just got
to
keep trying.
Sister to quit calling you.
No, it's I should have had him call in. This is actually Jared McLeod.
Is that Jared?
Tell him on the air. Jared McLeod is going on. Tell him, Dave, we want to get you out to Oceano Dunes is what he's saying. He wants to get you out to Oceano Dunes, Pismo Beach, and he wants to show you around out there.
Let's do it. Got to have a buggy,
and
though.
See,
hey, by the way, sad note, just want to throw it out there before the end of the show. Bruce Myers.
I know. I meant to say it in the
my
beginning.
My idol.
My one of mine.
I've interviewed
Desert Toadster.
And I've interviewed Bruce many a time. Him and his lovely wife.
He's devastating.
He passed away. He was in his 90s.
Yeah.
So, you know, 94. He lived a good life, and he left a legacy, folks.
He was an advocate for the desert.
Yep.
He was an advocate for the dunes. He's been
he's just an advocate.
He was the first VW turned into an off-road
That's
vehicle.
Right. He's the man.
Was
All right.
Was Manx.
We got to hit the dusty trail, folks, and hope you've enjoyed SDORC Dirt Radio.
Become
right
a member.
Here. Yep. How much?
SDORC.org. $25. Get you your membership.
I put my new sticker on my truck. Just got it back from the shop. Yeehaw. Thank you, Express Auto. Hey, don't go anywhere. Guess what? Responsibly Armed Radio is in the house. Judy Wells is ready to give you an hour of unbelievable news, excitement, all about your Second Amendment right. Right here on FM 96.1.
Thanks for joining us for
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.